Present, we have myself, Oak, Alderman Clocher, Alderman Cookies, staff. Not seeing any citizens?
No.
Person, there's no one?
Correct, yeah.
All right, next order of business, minutes from our last meeting, August 21st, 2024.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Good.
All right, go and enter those as presented. New business item number one, ADM 2024-31, our budget report for August of 2024.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to run any of the sales tax numbers from last month, like I said I would, so that'll be delayed for another month here, although that 444,000 number in the August column, I believe is our largest sales tax, month to date, so if I remember correctly, that's a June consumer sale. Rob, correct me if I'm wrong, and that usually is one of our peaks. It's usually June and either October and November, depending on the calendar year. So things are looking relatively okay still. You know, some of the numbers are starting to taper off. Sales tax, we kind of mentioned at the last meeting. I know the mayor has said a couple of the restaurants in town have kind of said, you know, things are stagnating or a little bit more difficult than they have been in the past. Haven't been able to corroborate that yet with individual data, which we wouldn't be able to share with you, but at least be able to say, yes, that checks out, or, you know, no, I disagree with that. Maybe there's one or two people having an issue, but on the whole, you know, it's trending upwards. But hopefully we'll be able to get to that here in the next month or two and then give you a little bit of an idea of how things are going. But revenues on the whole are strong, so state revenues continue to come in, and the sales tax numbers are, you know, still meeting budget estimates. So. Anything else you wanted to share, Rob?
No, I think that covers it.
Great.
Any questions?
No, no, not good.
Thank you. All right, awesome as always, informational item. New business item number two, ADM 2024-32, preparatory report for August of 2024.
So to begin with the unaudited beginning fund balance, again, this is unaudited, but I don't expect the numbers to change. We didn't have any auditing and just some journal entries, so these should remain the same as we present the audit next month. So beginning fund balance of $33,399,007, year-to-date revenues of $18,469,104, year-to-date expenses of $18,511,474, for a projected ending fund balance of $33,356,637.
Do you guys got any questions?
No.
Nope.
All right. Good with throwing that bad boy on consent?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Excellent. And so the next two are related to each other. And the new business time 3D and 3B, ADM 2024-33A and 3B.
Your audio kind of cut out there. He's on the bill list, so
yeah,
that's good.
Okay. Well, this is a informational item as always. Just highlights invoices paid between $5,000 and $25,000 for the August 27th and September 10th bill list.
I'm good.
Good. All right. Sorry about the audio.
That's okay.
Come on. Rest of you good?
Yes.
Good. All right. Thanks, Rob. And new business item number four, ADM 2024-34, which is our monthly website report for August 2024.
The website report is in your packet. We are holding steady at about 26,000 visits in our busy summer months with the different events. Still pulling a lot of page visits, once again, to our events, and then our Facebook numbers are the highest they've ever been. We haven't gone down at all in followers in any three of our pages all year. So we're really pulling in a lot of people and getting a lot of information out there. So if anybody else has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
I'm good.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. Thanks, Aaron. Item number five, ADM 2024-35, which is our 2024 tax levy estimates.
All right.
So we have some
I'll take this one, Rob.
Okay.
Yep. So there is a nice memo in the packet from Rob that details the tax levy estimate. Just as a reminder, we are approving a tax levy estimate to then hold a public hearing that then you have to vote on the tax levy at a later date. Okay. So, and again, the function of this is if you set the levy high, you can always reduce it later, but if you set it low now, you cannot increase it after you've done your public hearing, unless you do it on the public hearing, which we don't have enough time to do. Okay, so again, last year we levied about $3.9 million in total funds on the city side. And in general, we can increase that by new construction, which this year is about an additional $145,000 or so, plus CPI, which is this year 3.4% inflation. That's worth about $130,000, so we'll call it $275,000. On the whole, is what we can put on the table as a non-home rule municipality subject to the tax cap. In years past, you have foregone the CPI calculation and done new construction only every year, which means you've left money on the table each year, haven't levied the full dollar amount, and you know that's been our policy basically to say, effectively, we're keeping taxes flat for everybody because you're only increasing it by the amount of new property that's come in the year prior. So when you divvy all the tax levy up among all the properties in the city, it should be generally the same piece of pie that you had last year, subject to, you know, unless you add it on your home or your neighbor had a significant assessment up or down, you know, that can change it, obviously. So this year, we have an interesting policy decision to make. The library bonds related to the building construction are off the table. They're completed, those bonds are going to be paid off. We do not need to collect property taxes for the bond next year at all. So that's about a $900,000 benefit to the entire city, you know, that's going to come off the tax rolls next year. For an average kind of, you know, downtown Yorkville house, you know, a couple $100,000 in EAB, you know, it's about $100 basically of property taxes coming off the tax roll. If we levy our full tax amount of CPI plus new construction this year, the tax increase would be about $20 for that house in a hypothetical, which means they would actually see their property taxes, all else being equal from last year, go down by about $80. So the conversation we've had policy-wise, you know, is this the year that we want to say we're going to take inflation plus new construction and levy the whole dollar amount because property taxes are going down? Or do we just continue forward with what we're doing by levying only new construction and leaving CPI on the table? So Exhibit A, in PDF page 120, you know, shows the estimated CPI and new construction increments in full. So that would be taking the full property tax dollar amount that you can. Exhibit B is a public hearing based one, Rob?
B just shows the same. It actually presents the same information for the city as A. It's just levying full CPI and new construction. The only difference between A and B is the library.
Oh, okay.
For public hearing purposes, we always set the library at the max amount at 0.15.
Thank you.
That always gets fought back by the county. So Exhibit B shows what they'll get if they levy for new construction and inflation, which they've historically done, which is about 1.06 million.
Yeah. So that's a secondary conversation here, which I'll get to. So A reflects, A and B reflects generally the city estimate or collecting new construction plus inflation. Exhibit C is our tax levy with new construction increment only. So you can look halfway through the page. It shows, you know, subtotal city from PTEL to up $145,102. Over last year. So again, that'd be leaving about $130,000 on the table, but it would result in a you know, property tax increase maybe of $5 to $10 for each home, then offset by the $100 decrease for the library. So that's the discussion, is whether we want to, well, you don't have to decide per se right now whether you want to levy new construction and inflation only. You could publish the public hearing and do the tax estimate with those things in full. So you'd be basically saying, we're going to tell everybody that we're going to levy the highest taxes possible under the law, do the public hearing, and then make the decision later. However, if everybody has a strong feeling right now that we don't want to change what we've done in the past and levy new construction only, it would be appropriate now for you guys to say, no, let's just do that now, and we do the public hearing accordingly, and then we only have, you know, really a limited policy decision at a later date. So that's a conversation to have, you know, at least from the city perspective. The library perspective, again, as Rob stated, they always ask for the highest amount they can get. We usually apply the limiting rate to them, and so, you know, our recommendation is to continue to do that again. They'll still get a benefit of, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in property taxes from basically asking for the limiting rate, or sorry, new construction plus inflation on their end. So, so that's the conversation.
I don't know if you're going to ask something.
Absolutely.
Okay, for starters, so if you didn't do the inflation on the other side, just went new construction only, then the amount you get back from the library bond is 100 then, right?
Yeah.
Instead of 80. So look, I was talking with the mayor a while back, and because I was thinking of like reduction in taxes a little bit. Cause,
well, there's your reduction.
Well, that's what he brought to my attention, and I think he explained it to me this way too, 100. I wasn't sure, he took the 20 off, so I guess that must have been the inflation number that he was taking off, so it's an $80 tax reduction. So,
yeah. So, and if anybody cares, and we usually don't talk this way, and we don't, but there are other towns in the area that do, they trumpet our tax rate is going down. Because new construction is so high, it's like 15% increase from year to year, no matter which option we choose, it's likely that our tax rate as a city will go down as a result of that, because we can't ask for, you know, 15% increase. It's basically a lesser dollar amount. So, you know, if, whether you choose new construction plus inflation or new construction only, you know, you're, if somebody's just looking at their tax rate, the cities will go down from 1 year to the next as a function of growing, you know, communities and just how the math works.
And I want to get why it's important to me, because we've spent a ton of money. Go back to this building, $10 million there, public works facility, the water, we've upped the roads. So, and I know they say stuff's under the budget, and I get that. I go, but if really things are that good and we can keep doing that, and I forgot about it, the downtown part that we bought the property, and we might be committing ourselves down there for a chunk of money. I think maybe we owe the taxpayers something somehow. That's the reason that I felt
think
this
we're
way.
All pretty much on the same page.
Okay, I didn't know how. I only knew how I felt.
And
you know,
I had a conversation. Mine was, we didn't just spend hundreds of millions of dollars and knowing we'd have to raise water rates.
Yeah.
Then it would have made sense, but.
Because we're going to have
$20 break is a $20 break. They're going to end up paying it back anyways in the water rates. So.
Yep. Yeah, so in, I won't speak for Steve. He can speak for, obviously, for himself. But I'm continuing with the trend of just doing new construction only. Just like you guys are saying, is my decision. I know Craig and I kind of went about it as well. Craig feels the same way. You know, Craig's not famous, but I think if you were here, you could be kind of the same. I think it just makes sense to the points, and Craig said a lot of the same things that Ben just said as well. You know, I think that's roughly a good message for you, but assuming you are as well. That's my general feeling, that even if to say, hey, you know, we know that cap or the public hearing is going to say new construction is going to say inflationary, we would ultimately end up on this decision anyway. And it sounds like that on the city view, some time on the front is the city staff. If the group is in agreement here, I'm comfortable wrecking just the construction that we've done for the last time or more than 2 years in the world.
How do you feel, Rusty? Okay.
It was the same. It's
right. Okay. Yeah, okay. So, Exhibit C that's in the packet, PDF page 124, will be the committee recommendation in front of City Council on Tuesday. The dollar amount reflected in there, we usually increase slightly so that it's just barely above that, because there's issues with the new construction estimates are not final, so sometimes those get bumped up, and so we usually try to make sure there's a small pillow on top of that.
Always
we always can administratively reverse it later if we need to. plus, you know, then it just gives us a little bit of leeway if there's other errors, because there have been with tax collections in the past. So, Rob, you have any questions about what we need to do?
I know, pretty straightforward. We'll make the recommendation new construction only, so I'll revise the memo. And I probably will increase it, like you mentioned, a little bit. Last year, the new construction actually ended up a little bit higher than we anticipated. I think I did like a 10% bump, it actually went up 13%, so I'll probably do a 20% bump this time just to make sure we capture it all. And again, we can certainly always lower that down in November once we have an updated new construction number.
Okay, works for me.
All right,
thank you.
So I have one other, this is just a general, we did this back, like right prior to COVID, 2016, 20, we did a round of them then. What was the reason? Because I know we did we spread them out over, because the economy was coming out of the.
You mean tax reductions?
Yeah.
That was a rollback of the non-abated property taxes from 2011 to 2012. So, if you remember, we were insolvent, basically, or almost insolvent,
right.
You know, at some point or another in the 2009-2010 area, so we had to throw on like $2.3 million in property taxes from 1 year to the next, which was a 90% increase year over year for the city. You know, it was like $400 or $500 per household, basically. You know, just in order to make bond payments and then to have enough operational cash to fund everything else. So what we did was we obviously increased it very much, and then we backed it down over time. So rather than just like the first year that the sales tax went into place, we basically, instead of going up and then straight down, we went up, and then we kind of gradually came down over a few years, which allowed us to build our fund balance and, you know, put us in the position that we're in now.
Okay. So, I figured maybe Rusty and some of the newer people might not know that, or do we?
Oh, you know we did.
You were probably on council then, right?
Hard to say. I would either been right off or
yes,
or right when you first came on me. Okay.
Yeah, that was a rough era. So
correct.
All right. I don't have any other questions about that. Then we'll take that forward. So.
Okay, new business item number six, ABM 2024-36, our fiscal year end 2024 budget report, unaudited information only item.
So this is the unaudited fiscal year 2024 results. Very positive all around. It does say unaudited, but again, I don't expect these numbers to change. Obviously, we'll get pretty in-depth with this next month when we formally present the audit. Which would be the last city council meeting in October. But just to give a cursory glance, you can see the general fund did very well, $320,000 surplus. Fund balance is over 11.3, so we're edging close to about 50% of fund balance. Actually, the surplus would have been higher, but we actually were able to sock away an additional $1.2 million in the citywide capital when we have the cluster of subdivisions repaving coming up. Starting this year and going through 2027, so we would have had probably north of 1.5 surplus in the general fund had we not done that. But sales tax had a great year, about 5.5% increase. As Bart mentioned earlier, that's starting to kind of come down a little bit. Income tax remains strong, about a 7% year-over-year increase. I did want to mention real quick the water fund. Currently, we said the end of fiscal year 24 had a fund balance equivalency of about $9 million. Obviously, that's going to come down pretty substantially this year. We've made quite a few heavy payments to the DWC for the water main transmission, but obviously that's something we'll continue to monitor. It will be an ongoing policy decision for council.
All right, so any questions? I have no questions.
I'm good.
Excellent. Thanks, Rob. And please, the new business items, we have one old business item,
ADM. Okay. We're on old business.
Old business? Yeah.
Yep.
Did you guys start off completely?
Yeah, yeah, a little bit, but that's okay.
Hey, one item, 2024-28.
Rob, on the list of the DuPage Water Commission project cost summary, are new from last month? Is there a couple rows on there, or is it that whole back page, or do you know off the top of your head?
It's pretty much the same. There's a couple just blips, increase in cost with engineering, but nothing substantial between August and September.
Okay. So, not much has changed since the last time you saw it.
So the loan, that's fixed, right?
What do you mean?
What could be a loan, like the interest rate?
It will be fixed, yeah. It won't be variable rate.
Yes.
Okay. And then, so that means if Fed cuts rates and stuff goes that direction, we're still stuck at the original, what we already agreed to?
Well,
how does that work?
Yes and no. I mean, for bonds that we've already issued, yes, of course, that would be fixed, you know, until we decide to, you know, refinance it at a later date. The WIFIA loans have not closed yet, so that'll be market rate, you know, at the time of the closing, which is expected to be in December or January or February, somewhere in that time frame. You know, with WIFIA loans, you're basically allowed to change the interest rate, I think, once post-closing, you know, to take advantage of a lower interest and not have to go through a refinancing or anything. IEPA low-interest loans, we haven't closed on that yet either. So a lot of those things are still in flux, and it'll be basically the market rate. And depending on how we decide to sell them, you know, that'll be a variable too. Anything else on that, Rob, that you wanted to?
No, I mean, certainly as rates fall, that only benefits the city. You know, they're anticipating rates are going to fall additional 50 basis points, rather, by the end of the year. And then they're even talking about, like, 100% basis, or 100 basis point cut. So we'll get down to, like, 3.5, they say, you know, some kind of midpoint 2025. So it's definitely favorable that we did wait to kind of go out and issue the debt we have to issue.
And that concludes all items unless there is an additional business.
I'm good.
I'm good. Nope.